New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands and MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
It's Pete Hoffman filling in for Sal Licata, another episode of WFAN Daily Live. As the New York Yankees walk off the Boston Red Sox and Juan Soto finally has his Yankee moment. I mean, he's had a ton of moments so far this season, but this is the first walk-off big-time hit, I guess, for Juan Soto. And it comes back-to-back days. They had a walk-off yesterday. Now they have a walk-off today. Good win by the Yankees, who are looking to secure that division lead. And that's what it comes down to today. I mean, listen. It's the Boston Red Sox versus the Yankees, that good old rivalry that just doesn't feel the same. Like, there's really no edge behind it. The Red Sox are now, you know, are in the chase for the division with the Baltimore Orioles. The Red Sox are just in a chase to make the playoffs. So it doesn't have that same feel. Usually, back in the day, the Red Sox and Yankees were always neck and neck and were fighting for playoff security or divisional race or something like that. And it's just not the same. Obviously, the players have completely changed too, but now it just doesn't feel the same. And listen, it's towards the end of the season. It's always good to see the Red Sox and Yankees face each other anyway. But that vibe was not as strong today as it has been in the past. It's just more about playoff implications in general for both teams. The Yankees of Baltimore, again, have one more series coming up at Yankee Stadium just before the end of the season. That's going to be fun and interesting. But again, today, Juan Soto has his moment. And listen, it wasn't a very offensively filled game. It's 2-1, good pitching duel. Nestor Cortes pitched great. And really, I mean, that was one of the biggest things discussed going into this game was what type of pitching would Nestor Cortes have, because Nestor Cortes can be very hit or miss. Nestor Cortes, and that's really been the whole pitching staff. They are just either hit or miss this entire season. You know, Luis Gil has been their most consistent pitcher, but when it comes down to a guy like Nestor Cortes, who was in the bullpen not too long ago, is he going to make the playoff roster? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. But he went out there and had an excellent game. 5 innings, 9 strikeouts, 3 walks, 3 hits, gave up 1 home run, but for the most part, pitched great through 5 innings. Bullpen did its job. Clay Holmes did well enough to earn himself the win, and the rest is history. But a couple things that came out of this game that I really, besides the fact that they won, but besides the fact that they're 85-62, still has one of the best records of baseball right now, Gleyber Torres. You know, we always talk about how he's been really bad this season. He has definitely turned the corner. Maybe it was since his last benching. Maybe that's what it was. But his offense has picked up again. He's now don't look now. He's batting .250. It's okay. Last year he batted .275, so not terribly far off. His power has been down, sure. His OPS is not really where you want it to be. But again, let off the game with a home run. He's been finding a way to get on base, finding a way to get hits, and that's what you want out of your leadoff guy. That's what you want out of Gleyber Torres. You want him to be productive, because those defensive woes, the defensive spells that he has where he just, you know, goes blank and gives him something so lazy, at least you can counter that with, oh, he had a leadoff home run, which allowed the Yankees to stay in this game and be able to get to extra innings, right? I mean, because besides that, they did nothing for up until the walk-off with Juan Soto. The other thing is this. Aaron Judge hasn't hit a home run since August 25th. And I don't know if he's pressing now. I'm not sure if he's trying to hit a home run. But his first two at-bats this game versus the Red Sox, he swung at the first pitch. It seemed like he got good pitches to hit, and they came short every time. They didn't get to the warning track. They didn't come – I mean, nothing close to the wall, didn't go over the fence. I think it's time to give Aaron Judge a rest. You're talking about a guy who was injured for a majority of last season. You're talking about a guy who doesn't play – full seasons. He just doesn't do it. Like, he needs time off. You know, besides his 62 home run season in 2022, he really misses a lot of games. And right now, since his last home run, like I said, was August 25th. It's a long time ago now. It's September 12th. His average has dropped. He was batting 333. It's down to 320. Obviously, his on base has gone down. His OPS has gone down slightly. Obviously, I mean, he's still having crazy numbers. He's still winning the MVP. I mean, barring some crazy next 2 weeks by Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge is winning the MVP. So what is Aaron Judge playing for right now? Is it playing for the division? I got to be honest, and I make this point all the time when it comes to the Mets, just get in the playoffs. Now, Yankees are different. They're in the playoffs. They're not going anywhere. They're right there for the division. Is it bad to win the division? No, it's not bad to win the division, but it can backfire sometimes. We talk about this all the time, how last year the Diamondbacks and the Rangers, two teams that were not the division winners, wild card teams, went to the World Series. So it doesn't – you don't have to win the division to go to the World Series. What you need to do is be hot at the right time. And if Aaron Judge, he's got about 2 weeks left to play, 2 weeks worth of games left to play. If he's cold right now, maybe rather than try to get him out of the slump, maybe give him a couple days off. Maybe give him a couple days rest and then bring him back with, like, you know, the last week of the season to make that last push to kind of heat up going into the playoffs. Because guess what? If the Yankees don't win the division and have to play that wild card game, it's all good. But you want him to at least be hitting. You want him to be at the height and not collapsing. You want this Yankee team to be at a point where they go in there and they don't feel dead. They don't feel like they're slumping. So for Aaron Judge, personally speaking, he's had a great season. It was nice to think that he was on pace for 63 home runs, 64 home runs, 65 home runs. Now he's on pace for like 56. So at this point in time, what are you playing him for? If you are like me and don't think the division is important, there is not a reason to play Aaron Judge for the next few days, maybe give him a week off, and let him recoup. Let him refresh. He hasn't had really a day off this entire season. If you go through it, I mean, guys play, let's see. How many games has Aaron Judge played? Let's go through his stats. He currently has played this season. He's played in 145 games. 145 or 146 games, actually, now. So, I mean, he's basically played every day. That's... He 2022 played 157 games. 2021 he played 148 games. 2017 he played 155 games. But every other season, his max was 112, 102, 106. So last year he played 106 games. He's at 145 right now. Let him sit. Give him some rest. Give him some time off. Give him a jump start into the playoffs. Give him a couple days off. And let next week or the last week of the season, let him go crazy, play him every day if you want to, and make that push into the playoffs. And I think that's the best for the Yankees, because you're talking about a team that has relied on basically two people all season long, and that's Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Now, Juan Soto delivered tonight with the game-winning hit. Aaron Judge has been that guy, that workhorse, for about 4 months of the season. He's been that guy that you've relied upon, that whenever the Yankees win the game, it's because, oh, look at the box score, Judge went off today. So you need him for the playoffs, because that's the only way the Yankees are going to win in the playoffs, is their best hitters to hit. And we've seen Judge's numbers, and that is his biggest cog in his career, is that in the playoffs, he doesn't perform. So if I'm Aaron Boone, if I'm Brian Cashman, if I'm anybody else in that management, I am discussing how to give Aaron Judge a rest. Division, not as important as Aaron Judge being Aaron Judge come playoff time. I could sit there and tell you, until I'm blue in the face, that Giancarlo Stanton, someone that you could always rely upon in the playoffs, has always had good playoff numbers. It's worth it. Juan Soto now being an addition to this team. You know, it's exciting to see what he could do, because we know what he could do in the playoffs. We've seen him win the World Series in 2019. We saw him with San Diego in 2022. We would like to see Jazz Chisholm, see how he performs in the playoffs with this Yankee team too. You know, those guys are good. Anthony Rizzo finally back now too. So adding a little bit more depth to this team. He looks healthy, which is good. But Aaron Judge is the key. I mean, if you have Luis Gil pitching ace-like stuff, if you have Gerrit Cole going out there pitching ace-like stuff, if Clark Schmidt's in the rotation pitching ace-like stuff, Nestor Cortez or Carlos Rodon, whomever it is, if they're going to give their best outing, but you can't score runs, that is going to lose your series. It just is what it is. So you need your best hitters to be hitting at the right time. So again, big win for the Yankees. Step closer to winning the division if that's what your goal is. Obviously, it's the Yankees' goal. I don't think it needs to be. Thank you again for listening and watching and subscribing to WFAN Daily. Pete Hoffman filling in again for Sal Licata, as I do sometimes. You can always follow me at HoffWFAN tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. BT and Sal be there. It's going to be a football Friday. Picks, perfect parlay picks. We're going to have Nick Costos on at 12:30, perfect parlay at 1:20. A lot of football conversation. Obviously, we're going to talk about the Yankees as well. And we'll throw some Mets stuff in there too. But thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And checking out another episode of WFAN Daily with Sal Licata, featuring me, Pete Hoffman. See ya.